This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Stand by for an urgent message from the crack team at Stacking Benjamins.
Hey, Stackers. Bet you didn't expect to hear from me on a Saturday, did you? Well, I come bearing good news because Mom said I could start another show. And I'm so happy. This Monday through Friday show is called Money in the Morning. And it's purely our headline segment. We go through a couple good financial planning headlines of the day, talk about what the takeaway is, and that's it. You can find it exactly where you find Stacking Benjamins. You can also watch us do it on Facebook. It's usually just me. Sometimes OG's there. Sometimes I have another guest, but generally two headlines. We try to keep it 15 minutes or less, and that's it. So here is a sample episode of Money in the Morning. Enjoy. Live from my mom's basement, welcome to a special taping of the Money in the Morning show. I'm Joe Salcihi, Average Joe Money on Twitter, and I've got the coffee ready. Got some great headlines. Today we spun the headlines for this special episode, and two hit me. One about airline prices maybe going up. That's not the headline that they have, but it certainly is the headline you should be taking from this particular mumbo jumbo. And then second, from Yahoo Finance, the IRS this coming Monday is going to start accepting tax returns. So can't wait to dive into those. We got that coming. But first, today's episode of Money in the Morning is brought to you by the Stacking Benjamins Experience. We're joining you, hopefully, in Clearwater, Florida. And we get enough people there. My mom's neighbor, Doug, coming. And possibly Len Penzo, Paula Pant. We're going to bring the whole team to Clearwater, but we're still capping it at 30 people. We get the full 30. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a live taping of the Stacking Benjamins show also. So for more on the Stacking Benjamins Experience, fun financial nerdery, all wrapped into a fantastic weekend, stackingbenjamins.com/experience. You got a busy day and so do I. So let's get this party started.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamins headlines.
Before we get into it, let's say a special hello to our friends. We do this in front of a live Facebook audience, and it always makes it a little more exciting because you never know what's going to happen in the basement when things are live. But saying hello to our friends, Dave and Deanna. Deanna's a CPA friend of ours. She says they're already accepting the IRSs. That's different than what we've got here, Deanna. So, it's you against them. So fight it out, man. Let's start off, though, with this piece from MarketWatch. Your airline overhead bins may now be reserved. This one's written by Alessandra Melito. Alessandra says, an American Airlines memo advises staff space may be reserved for some carry-on baggage. American Airlines is treating overhead bins like reserve spots in a constantly crowded market. parking lot beginning February 1st for some special customers, that is. The company sent an internal memo this week naming a few perks for passengers who pay for extra legroom, travel site Forward Cabin reported. The memo says American will install placards that will identify some overhead bins as being for the exclusive use of, quote, main cabin extra passengers who pay an extra $20 for various perks. Another key point, flight attendants will not be responsible for monitoring those spaces. I'm sure that's going to end well, right? People never fighting over overhead bins. So it's interesting. Let's dive into this. So why did I lead off with a little bit different headline, which is not about overhead bins, but is that prices are going up? Here's the thing. I shop at Kayak. Maybe for those of you live here on Facebook, you can share where you shop for your airline stuff. But for me, I use a comparison site Kayak. Haven't found one that is cheaper and more reliable. I also like that they will interface with several other sites so I can check out many different ones, but it's usually on the main Kayak site that I find what I want. So I think here's the deal. When I shop, what I've noticed is if you shop according to price, it's always this new basic economy, right? Which basically takes what Spirit Air and Frontier Air have done for a long time, which is no frills, zero for everything cost you more. And now, unless you are okay with the middle seat and you're not packing a bag at all, you're going to have to look a little harder for what you really want. And you're going to have to make sure that if you're going to go basic economy, but you have a bag, or maybe you want the overhead bin, you want a little extra leg room, whatever that might be, any upgrade is going to cost more than what the popular travel site shows you. So beware. And here's the other thing that sites do. And we saw this even, by the way, with breakfast cereals. So don't think that this basic economy where people can save a bunch of money, supposedly, and travel for less, that's the airlines being altruistic. Here's what it allows them to do. For the ticket prices, so the scrutiny on ticket prices used to be, for the major airlines in the United States, it used to be on, you know, your regular coach. Well, now that they have basic economy, now those regular coach tickets, see what's happening here? We now have this news about overhead bins being reserved for certain customers. We're going to have fights over that. We're also going to see that we're going to have price creep on the middle ground seats. And you know why? Because it's harder for you and I to be vigilant about those now that the comparison sites are looking at basic economy. So one of two things are going to happen. We're going to see price inflation on the middle seats on an airline, not surprisingly, or we're going to see comparison sites, and maybe we'll see both. Comparison sites get a little smarter. I found lately, just looking at those basic economy seats, I'm like, it doesn't really tell me what I'm going to pay because I'm a little bit of a tall guy and I don't want to sit in the middle seat. And I also, you know, like packing my bag. Speaking of that, you know, a lot of people use reward points to pay for their travel. And Nick from Magnify Money was talking about, and I think the points guy, Brian, was talking about this too, that the 2% cash back cards might be a better alternative. I use an American Airlines card because living in Texarkana here at Mom's Basement, you know what? You can fly anywhere you want nonstop as long as it's Dallas. Anywhere you want as long as it's Dallas. It's amazing. And you have to fly American. And I like to fly quite a bit. So I've been using an American Airlines card that pays me extra points also for certain things. We flew first class, or not first. Well, first class for me means business class. We upgraded, let's put it that way, to go to Barcelona and to France last year on the way there. But reading a lot lately, 2% cashback cards. And by the way, if you're playing the reward game, what I've found is that, and what Nick says, if you're using a 1%, 1.5% cashback card, look for a 2%, because Nick says, and he's the man, says that, listen, if you're not using a 2% cashback card, you're using less than that, it's, you're leaving money on the table. By the way, if you're not playing the reward game, it might be because you don't trust yourself, which is great. You have to learn to pay that card off in full before you do any of that. So you really, really, really want to want to watch out, because the rewards game is made to make sure that you spend more, right? That's what it's made for. So here's the deal. Get used to an all cash lifestyle. Make sure that you can live within a budget, then play the reward game. And if you still, you're on the fence, sign up for a service like Debitize. You know, Debitize will take your credit card and turn it into a debit card. And Laurent over there, those people do a great job. And just got a note from them about how well things are going at Debitize. And good for them, because I think it's pretty cool when you can use your credit card like a debit card. Good stuff. Let's say hi to all of our friends here before we move on to the second headline. We got a party going in the comments today. What's this all about? Usually we save the party for the longer SB Live tapings, not the little Money in the Morning tapings. But Deanna says, I have acknowledgments with a big fat A in them. We'll get back to that, Deanna. So it's going to be you against Yahoo Finance on my next headline here. So good stuff. Tony says, buy a giant trench coat, stuff everything in your pockets, and wear five sets of clothes. You don't want to sit next to Tony on a plane, right? Imagine the sweat Tony's got going on, and I get to sit next to him. And you hear that story, right, about Ryanair or Spirit Air, where people, where somebody's not going to pack anything. Just horrible. Asking about which sites you use. Sariti also uses Kayak or Google Flights. Yeah, Google Flights is a great one. Amy, we should be charged based on our weight with our luggage. Do you know what's funny? Is it when they started charging us to check bags, right? I always thought that was the opposite, because then it made the bins, all the fights over bins, all the back issues. You hear about flight attendants getting hurt because of stuff falling down. And I thought, wouldn't it make more sense, and wouldn't they make more money if you had to pay to put the bag on the plane? Otherwise, you had to check it. And then there's much more space, much for who am I? I don't know. I think they'd make more money that way, because people would say, oh, $25 to bring my bag on and not have to wait at the counter. But I don't know. I think they did that backwards. And I saw a lot of commentary online that agreed with me. I was like that when commentators agree with me. Justin says, it would challenge our obesity epidemic. Yeah. Yeah. But, I'm not going to go into that one. Deanna says, thought you were mad at America. I am mad at American Airlines, Deanna. I can't fly out of Texarkana anymore. American Airlines. So I'm on this flight, just to tell everybody what Deanna's talking about. I'm on this flight to Seattle and back. I make it to Dallas on the way home. And here's American Airlines. And this is horrible, horrible customer service. We get on this plane. The flight before, because of some issues, had been delayed. And so our plane was delayed. We're sitting on this plane forever. And they say, hey, we brought in this backup plane and they need to take some fuel off the plane, because it was originally going to go to Mexico instead of just to Texarkana. So they need to take 2,000 pounds of fuel off the plane. So we were waiting for this truck forever. So I'm sitting on the plane, no big deal. And then the fuel truck finally gets there. They are taking the stuff off, and then all the lights go out. And then they come back on, and then they go out, and they're not coming back on. And the pilot, we hear the staff yell that we have to deplane and that it's a battery issue. And as I come by the pilot, they're telling everybody that it's an issue with the battery. So we go back into the terminal in Dallas, and we're waiting for the plane to take off. And guess what happens? The dude comes out, the gate agent comes out and says, hey, any minute, we're going to reload. Right after, maybe 2 minutes after, which shows you the gate agent doesn't know what's going on. Because 2 minutes later, flight canceled, pops on the screen. And the gate agent comes back on and says, it's weather. We know it's not weather. The pilot told us it wasn't weather. The pilot told us that it was a mechanical issue. But here's the deal, and you probably know how this game works already, everybody, is that if it's weather, guess what American has to do for us? If it's weather, American has to do nothing for us. If it's mechanical and it's their fault, then they have to compensate us. So they didn't want to do that. So I ended up having to rent a car with a bunch of new friends. We had a blast going home, got home at 3 a.m. instead of, about 2:30 instead of 9:30. All right. That's my rant. Thank you, Deanna, for getting me off on that one. Yeah. Susan says, you know how much I love American Airlines. Mr. The Wealth Hound, it is party time here. And we don't normally do these on Sunday. This is a special episode of the show for that's for Stacking Benjamins. We're going to put this in the Stacking Benjamins feed. So hello, Stacking Benjamins listeners. All right, let's get to the number two thing. We definitely have a party going on. Our second headline comes to us from Yahoo Finance, and this is one that Deanna disputes. The IRS begins accepting tax returns Monday. Here's what to expect this year. This is written by Lauren Lyons Colt, Business Insider. Taxes are about to get more interesting, or at least different. President Donald Trump changed the U.S. tax code for the first time in 30 years when he signed the Republican tax bill into law in December. The changes, including new tax brackets and modified tax deductions, went into effect on January 1st. Employees should see a difference in their paycheck by February, according to the IRS. But there's no need to scramble to understand the new tax law before tax day, which falls on April 17th this year. Your tax return will reflect your 2017 taxes, meaning the new law won't apply. All right, let's dig into this headline just a little bit, everybody. Number one, remember, as the piece said, we don't have to worry about the new tax law right now. We should worry about it. In fact, in our How to Legally Cheat on Your Taxes course, which you can get at learn.stackingbenjamins.com, we now have a new module going over what you need to know for the new tax law, a bunch of changes, but none of that applies currently. What does apply, and what always CPAs like our friend Deanna know, like I would know even as a financial planner, was you need right now to have a good organizational system as stuff comes in. So here is a very, very simple one. Basket by the door, or a file folder by the door, so that as soon as stuff comes in, it automatically goes into the IRS, it goes into your tax file. So all of your stuff, all the paper documents you receive are in one place. And then I have a scanner here in the basement right here. As soon as possible, scan all the stuff and put it into a secure folder. Once you have then everything electronically, now you're ready to go. Now, how do you do your taxes, right? How you do your taxes, and Deanna and other CPAs might fight with me on this one, but I think it depends on your circumstances. I think sometimes it's really easy, so go buy TurboTax, you know, go get one of the online programs and save yourself some money. The way not to do your taxes, don't use a pencil. Don't try to do it pen and paper. Just don't do that. There's way too many great options. Now, if you need help with your taxes, there are big differences between tax preparers, CPAs, and tax attorneys. And there's one resource that I really love, a podcast called Big Picture Retirement. My friend Devin Carroll, who is the other podcaster in Texarkana. There's actually two of us podcasting in Texarkana. Devin's Big Picture Retirement, one of their early episodes, I think it's episode number 5, they go over in detail. So rather than me do that here, I'd say go listen to the Big Picture Retirement. And if you're on the fence about how to get your taxes done. So that's that. But organization for the win. I think the takeaway here is organization for the win to make sure you get your taxes done on time. The main reason people file extensions is not because they really need an extension, it's because they're too damn disorganized. Just make it really, really, really easy for yourself and get some organization. So I think our two takeaways, spend more time travel planning and then organization for the win this year. What else do I have? Oh, one more thing. And that is, this piece briefly mentions the new tax law. If you work for somebody else, or if you get paid a paycheck, your paycheck's going to probably change a little bit, and you will probably, most people will have a little more money in their paycheck than they had before. Capture that dough. Either raise your 401k contribution at work, your retirement plan, whatever it might be, or set up a savings system through M1 Finance or through Rise or any of the other countless places and capture that money. And don't let lifestyle creep just take it away. If you don't automate it and make that money go away, you and I both know it's just going to get spent, right? It's just It's just going to go away. We'll have another board game back here on the wall in the basement. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Facebook Live. Thanks to everybody listening. iTunes, Stitcher. For those of you on the Stacking Benjamins feed, if you want to subscribe to the Money in the Morning show, it's wherever you listen to the Stacking Benjamins show. Just go hit the subscribe button and you'll get this Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. Thanks, everybody. Go stack some Benjamins. Bye-bye.
Money in the Morning is created by Joe Saul-Sehy and is brought to our channels by our producer and engineer, Richie Rutter-Reese. Stacking Benjamins and Money in the Morning are for entertainment purposes. Before making moves, consult with your financial advisor. Looking for training sessions? Kathleen Sellemans has a great suite of Stacking Benjamins tools, so head on over to learn.stackingbenjamins.com. Hoping to chat with us on the web? Say hello to Shannon Cowan, our social media guru and community manager in our Facebook group. She can be found at stackingbenjamins.com/basement. From the basement, I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. See you tomorrow.
Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month, and that means that we've got time still for a shout out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who was in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who was in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible. And I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family like I do who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.